Firstly, we'll just say that as last week, due to the COVID restrictions, there will be no audible singing. We will announce the hymn and the organ will play so that you can sing in your hearts. May we commence with hymn 385. Hymn 385. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry, for I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me. Hymn 385.
Thank you.
May we read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 and the first three verses, and then chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 1, the first three verses. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. Chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord indeed bless his holy word of truth. And now help us and teach us to pray. O thou most holy, most high, eternal Lord God Almighty, through thy mercy, through thy great mercies, once more, we each gathered here, and perhaps those that hear, Lord, have been spared, are still on praying ground, truly can say, not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown. Lord, do grant to us each a thankful heart, all the way the Lord thy God has led thee. Take away, Lord, from each heart, take away from each thought anything of self, anything of sin, anything of man. It's not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy great name. Lord, we stand as a completely unworthy sinner, and we stand before thee, Lord. We read in thy word one that was shown, holy, holy, holy. They cried one to another, Lord God Almighty. Poor man reduced to the very dust, woe is me, mine eyes have seen the King. Oh, do grant a humble reverence. Grant a blessed drawing. Rend the heavens and come down, blessed Spirit of Truth. Dwell amongst us. We plead, Lord, thy word. Where two or three gather in my name, there am I in the midst. Lord, we give thanks. Thou hast preserved more than two or three. Thou hast preserved a good number. It has not come nigh thee. Lord, humbly from the dust then, grant a thankful heart. May it be a real question with each one, where are the nine? But one return to give thanks. May there be more than one in this house of prayer. Return to give thanks. Lord, in spite of all our sin, our shame, our confusion of face, our wallowing in the mire, Lord, our ever returning to it as the dog to the vomit, the washed sow to the wallowing then. Lord, but we are not consumed. And oh, we come to a faithful God. Some of us, Lord, stand in solemn awe. Have to say, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as me? Lord, And oh, that there may be a continuing of that very present help that has been known across this solemn season, in these solemn visits. Lord, do grant then a looking unto Jesus. Is there not a cause? Oh, that there may be a blessed strengthening, that there may be he it is that doth go before thee still. Oh Lord, do in mercy arise, in mercy lead. Blessed Spirit of Truth, this day into the truth, into the Word, as it is in Jesus. Establish, strengthen, settle. Lord, we do pray for the dear children. Lord, the strange time, the difficult time, Lord, that they have been called upon, born into, to walk in. Lord, do help them. May there be from their hearts, their souls, that, Lord, that dear little girl, thy dear servant used to speak of, said to another in the playground, let us tell it unto Jesus. Oh, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained praise. Begin, Lord. Carry on, Lord. Go on, thy almighty God, thy wonders yet to perform. Dear children, dear never dying souls, and Lord, do help. Be a special help to dear parents at this time. All laid upon them. All that they must walk in, must venture in. Help them, Lord. More grace, more patience, more help. Oh, to stand in that solemn awe at the end of a day, having obtained help of God. Lord, do in mercy work in dear younger ones then. Lord, be a very present help for them. Appear for them, guide them, and oh, be better for them than all their fears, and all that man speaks, all that sense and reason, all that flesh and blood so emphatically declare. Oh, may dear younger ones know, whether in education, in life's pathway, Lord, in those things of employment, and Lord, the lengthening out of it, if it be thy will, oh, to prove the Lord will provide, to prove with God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? But oh, may they prove the power of prayer in the secret of the closet. May they prove, Lord, put within by thy blessed Spirit, that secret place of the stairs, to call upon thee. Oh, do in thy rich mercy then, pour in that there may be a pouring out. Grant then grace to help in time of need. in mercy, do maintain the lot, and together in dear families, the many fears day by day. Lord, this one, that one must venture. Oh, may they be kept then by the power of God. In mercy, hear prayer, dear older ones. Lord, dear brother at the desk, dear brother deacon, Lord, for much wisdom, much knowledge, Lord, to rightly, Lord, be kept and helped in it all. Maintain their lot then. Oh, in mercy, bind this church and people in thy fear and in thy love. May the old enemy be kept from them. Lord, constantly then deliver them individually, collectively from all evil. Lead them not into temptation. In mercy, dear older ones, Lord, we think of those in lockdown. We think of those now months in loneliness. And Lord, it's hard, but oh, do be with them. Those in the homes, Lord, oh, may they know, precious, fear not, I am with thee. I will hold thy right hand, thou worm Jacob. It speaks of a blessed closeness. Oh, be very near, Lord. Though so frightened, though so lonely, oh, do thou show that thou dost never take away their all. It is for younger and older, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Forever, O Lord, may they be favoured then, younger and older, to lay help upon one that is mighty. Lord, in much mercy, do hear prayer then, burdened, exercise souls. Lord, and the old enemy works in it. It will never be. Oh, command, Lord, strengthen. Lord, that in thy time and in thy way there will be that coming forth to thy honour and thy eternal glory. Lord, hear prayer then for the churches. Hear prayer, thy dear servants, as they must venture. Oh, may there be the word of the Lord. And Lord, may there be the feeding of the sheep and of the lambs. And oh Lord, at this time, may the dead hear the voice of the Son of Man and live. Lord, those dead in trespasses and in sins, thou knowest how many souls it goes forth from. Lord, remember me. We all come, Lord, as sinners, born in it, shapen by it. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Lord, we do pray then, thy dear servant, ministering, yet in his own home, to the little flock at home. Oh, do pour in that there may be a pouring out. Thou hast blessed the means. We give thanks, Lord. We pray thy blessing, thy mercy still. But oh, what a favour to gather again. What a mercy to gather again. We enter a little into the exercises of thy people of old. How could they sing one of the Lord's songs in a strange land, to take down the harp from the willows? Oh, Lord, we do beg then, a thankful heart. But, Lord, in our land, up and down our little land, do thou work. Didst thou not say, Lord Jesus, on this rock I will build my church? The wall of Jerusalem shall be built in perilous times. Oh, may it be so. Go out into the highways, hedges in our little land, in our sinful land, Lord, yet turn souls unto thee. And oh, turn us and we shall be turned. And into this house of prayer, Lord, thou art able. Lord, we would then beg mercy in the midst. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing that precious seed, to come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Get the honour and glory, Lord. Immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head, not unto us, not unto us. But to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In mercy then, hear prayer for our royal house. Keep them, Lord. Work in them, younger, older. In mercy, remember, in our parliament, prime minister, ministers, thou hast afflicted, thou hast raised up. Work in these things. Yet, Lord, may it be seen. In mercy, then, those in authority in so many ways, and those that keep the peace with so much laid upon them at this time, and those in the hospitals, the care homes, in the community, that must go forth in the midst. Oh, in mercy do keep them, strengthen them. Work in their hearts, work in their souls. Thou knowest the weariness, Lord. Oh, may there be then a lifting up, Lord, of the arms in prayer, as it were, in our poor land. Lord, bring us back. Unite us again. Bring us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Turn us, Lord, in confession, in repentance. O Lord, help us then. Have mercy upon us. And now do help, Lord, as we would turn to thy most holy word. Lord, thine is the power and the glory. O Lord, do open it up. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Prove certainly I will be with thee. O leave none out, Lord, when thou for thy sake dost call. Have mercy upon us then. Help, Lord, in the hymns. Oh, thou canst work in these things. And oh, Lord, could there be a staying of the plague in our poor land? Could there be many throughout this earthly ball brought to it to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? Raise up some poor man, as it were, we read of it in thy word, wisdom to save the city. Thou alone can do it. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Great is our need, great is our sin, but thou art an almighty God. Lord, we beg these then and every mercy. Do wash, cleanse all. We ask it all in the precious name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 1097. 1097. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted, and burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. 1097.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord who needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the book of Deuteronomy and the 8th chapter and verse 2, the first, well, really, just three words in verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Thou shalt remember. I'll read the whole verse. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee. The margin renders that test or try thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Thou shalt remember. It's not an option, soul. It's the word of God. It's a command from heaven. Thou shalt remember. The Lord laid these words upon me for this gathering weeks ago. Long before there was any announcement of the opening of churches, places of worship. And with it, I have to speak to the honour and glory of God. There was a persuasion. Nay, a knowledge. I would have to stand physically in this place with this word. Thou shalt remember. I asked our dear friend to read those first three verses of the book of Deuteronomy. Moses stood on the brink, on the verge of the promised land. Moses had truly known all the way the Lord thy God had led thee. Not of man, lest any man should boast. All the way from that little babe, hidden in that little ark, that river, those reeds, right down to this time when the promised land stood before. It's very specific where the word was declared. It's very specific the time the word was declared. In the 40th year. And the word was to all Israel on this side Jordan. That doesn't leave one out this morning. Doesn't leave one out from that accountability before Almighty God to hear his word. And he spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. It was his word. Oh, may we then be led alone by the Blessed Spirit into the truth as it is in Jesus this morning. Remember, this word wasn't to the same company that 40 years ago had come out of Egypt, had seen that those solemn deliverances had been brought through the Red Sea. But oh, solemnly, many perished that wilderness. They perished. Sin, unbelief, a looking back to Egypt. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? This was then particularly a word to those younger ones. The whole of Deuteronomy is a looking back, but it is also blessedly a looking forward. There was a land, there was a promised land, there was a good land. We read of it. There was a pathway to be walked out. Thou shalt remember all the way. Those solemn visitations. But oh, a faithful God. A faithful God. I believe as dear Moses stood there, as he was taken up on the top of that Mount Pisgah to view that promised land, I believe it's rendered unto the utmost sea. He stood in solemn awe before Almighty God, all the way. He stood, as it were, with one that would go before and one that would, when he came down to his last days, look back. Not one thing had failed of all that the Lord had spoken. What a wonder working God. What a merciful Lord God Almighty. Not consumed. This was a waste howling wilderness. My father, as a teenager in the Royal Navy, passed through those parts, and he wrote of it as a burning furnace, as a hot oven. The hottest recorded temperatures on this earth, some in the Sinai Desert. And yet, they'd been brought through. And yet, they'd been provided for. And yet, there was still a people. There were still those. As dear Abraham saw it, by faith, so many years before, as the Lord spoke to him, that would go in and possess. Blessed be his holy name. And remarkably, still those people do possess that land. God is faithful to his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Thou shalt remember then. Was a word of command to not forget these things. Not let them lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. How the Lord had wonderfully, time and time again, appeared for them, helped them, kept them, delivered them, had mercy upon them. In spite of their wanderings, in spite of their unfaithfulness, in spite of from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, the word of God is honest. Can I say brutally honest? It's true, it's human nature, it's sinful man, it's fallen man to the very core, to the very depths. Does it find you out? Does it find me out this morning? Thou shalt remember. Now, I know not how this season has been with you individually and dear families. I know, but very little. We live a good distance away. But I could take you to a neighbour, a few houses up from us. That young man stood just outside his property with his two young girls. He'd had it. His children had had it. His wife was ill in bed with it. I could take you the other way up the road, three or four houses up, intensive care nurse. I saw her in the midst of all this. A shattered girl, shattered woman. What had she seen? What had she witnessed? You had to come home each day after those long shifts to her four children. Midwife across the road. Two girls had to go into isolation. Nearly 300 were taken from time into eternity. In our hospital, very near to us. We have an aunt still with us, suddenly discharged from another hospital. Thankfully not with this dreadful virus. I could take you to a sister, one in the family, sister in the hospital, begged and pleaded my mother, be in isolation. Don't allow anybody to come near. She'd seen the terrible effects of these things. Thou shalt remember. They had that wilderness to look back on. They knew the Lord's judgments. They knew those plagues. Thou shalt remember. But oh soul, what did it bring forth? We gathered on the internet with other churches in south of London. And oh, talk about a spirit of grace and supplication. Talk about pour out your heart before him, begging for the Lord's mercy, begging that they might be kept, that had to go forth in the midst of these things, pleading. What time, I'm afraid, that was the first text I heard when all this started. What time, I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56. Oh, the times I've had to plead that word. The times, prayer given. Know not what to do, Lord, eyes up on thee. In my lifetime, I've never been into one of our local, it was Sainsbury's. All the shelves empty. Solemn, you know. Suddenly. How quickly. Man, all his ability, all his learning, humbled in the very dust. Brought down. He can bring down. We've witnessed it. Thou shalt remember. But oh, now we can gather. Now we are each found on praying ground. Now we have that health and strength. Sufficient. Some have been touched by this, you know. Still don't. Still can't. Barely take a step, thou shalt remember. But before we go on, I believe the Lord laid this thought upon me. The word is solemn. The word is sacred, searching. But oh, what? A mercy, what a blessing it is to be able to remember. There are those, you know, no memory. Poor and afflicted ones, thou shalt remember. The dear hymn writer, dear Medley, my memory bad, but what is sad, can folly still retain? Oh, fill it, Lord, with thy sweet word. Mark this last line. I'd never seen the significance of it before until the Lord laid this word upon me. And let it there remain. Thou shalt remember. The mercies then, and so if you come in some little measure with that desire, that prayer, thy dear servant, the Lord's dear servant of old, dear Medley, there's a word. There's a word to plead. There's a word in his word. Thou shalt remember his word. It remaineth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Dear younger ones, dear older ones, dear very little ones that can understand, thou shalt remember. We have his precious word. We have the word of God. We have the oracles of God. We have that that will stand when this world is in a blaze. And there was a place, it's in Luke, the Lord Jesus. Now when the sun was setting, All they, mark that, all they that had any sick with divers, the margin renders that various, different diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. The Lord can in mercy cause even the memory to return, can cause the memory to be made sweet. And the Lord so blessedly worked that resurrection day, that resurrection season, when they went, those very early in the morning, to attend to the things of the dead. We read, they found the stone rolled away. They entered in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. As they were much perplexed, does it enter in soul? Is there something deep? Is there something sacred here? Two men stood by them in shining garments, and they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth. That's holy ground. But then read on. He is not here, but is risen. Remember. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, thou shalt remember. So the Lord can bring to remembrance. And some of us have proved sin. Oh, and it does humble in the very dust. Have to confess our sin, our wretched departing, our unbelief, are determined to go our own way in a solemn, solemn sense, to run the hellward road apace. Saul of Tarsus kicked against the pricks. He, rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still, but thou shalt remember. Until that set time, until the Lord powerfully appeared on that road, and he never forgot it. And again, trying to do a little Sunday school with the grandchildren. These last months, we've looked a little at dear Paul, Saul of Tarsus, again and again, to the honour and glory of his God. He goes back thou shalt remember. He testifies it before kings. He testifies it in those courts, before those Jews, before those Romans. He must testify of it also in Rome. The Lord, when he powerfully, blessedly works, thou shalt remember. But I remember my sister telling me she worked, I think it was one of the Bethesda homes at the time. Dear old lady, no memory. All those things, daily things, couldn't do now. And I'm not sure that she could all even remember loved ones. Thou shalt remember. But you know, one day somebody played something on the, was it on the organ? And there was a hymn given out. You know, she sung that word for word, like a lark. Thou shalt remember. Memory is a remarkable thing. It's the Lord's creation. Thou shalt remember. Don't give up on them, afflicted ones, old ones. Pray for them. Pray that there may be something blessedly that comes back. Thou shalt remember. And pray, you dear praying souls, there may be those, to use an expression of your old late deacon at home, kicked up their heels and gone. Thou shalt remember. He didn't forget them at the throne of grace, at that desk. He knew who he was praying for. Thou shalt remember. Don't give them up, soul. Who can tell? Now then, thou shalt remember. Dear Peter tells us in one of those blessed, powerful messages, epistles to those scattered strangers there, as it were, gathered just as Moses gathered those, to hear the word of the Lord. So dear Peter does. Peter, sinner Peter. Peter denied his Lord with oaths and curses, but thou shalt remember. That time, one look, and he remembered the words of Jesus. And went out and wept bitterly. What a mercy to be humbled in the dust. What a mercy under an almighty eye. Under one he careth for you. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my purpose I'll fulfill. And thou shalt remember, what for? That the trial of your faith will be for heaviness through manifold temptations. That's many, that's various, that's different. This supposedly is new, but not beyond his power. that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Does your soul go out to that, sinner? Might be found unto praise and honour and glory. What, Lord, this? Lord, sweetness out of this. Lord, thy purposes in this, to this sinner, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing. No doubt, thou shalt remember the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Thou shalt remember very briefly then. We have been humble, truly humble. The nations of the earth, the most powerful in our land, humble. But oh, that it may be to his praise, to his honour, to his glory. But thou shalt remember individually. Thou. There's no doubt. There's no confusion. You could be singular or plural. Thou means one. Thou shalt remember. What has the Lord spoken? You can't tell me that the Lord can't speak in this congregation to one. And the Lord hasn't spoken in this house of prayer to one. The word of God singled out, the very focus of heaven. No doubt whatsoever in that hour that the thou finds you out, sinner. Thou shalt remember, do you? Has it been tried? Is it the trial of your faith? Has it been tried with fire? But thou shalt remember. There will be a coming forth to his praise, to his honour, to his eternal glory, that of the Lord Jesus. Whatever that word may be, thou shalt remember. Is there one that has spoken before Almighty God? Lord, if thou dost bring this to pass, if this moment comes, then I'll go. Thou shalt remember. The Lord hasn't forgotten. Fear is an overwhelming thing, but the Lord can take away all fear. The Lord can bring a sinner to stand before him and him only. I could take you to a church down in Sussex. And oh, I trembled, perhaps literally, in the back seat of that church. The fear of man was overwhelming. But what did that dear late Lord's servant give out in those hymns? The fear of God. You must come, sinner, and stand and give that account. thou shalt remember. There is to be then that the Lord will bring to pass, that to his honour, that to his glory. Is there one made that vow then? It must be paid, sinner. Pay that thou owest. Thou shalt remember. And what of the offices in the church of God? Thou shalt remember. Is the Lord working? Has the Lord spoken? Has it been a long season now? It was 40 years for those whom Moses gathered here. But thou shalt remember. And we read of Joshua right at the end of it. Moses would not go in to possess literally that promised land. But we read, it's only a few verses before the end of the whole book. And Joshua, the son of Nun, full of the spirit of wisdom for Moses. Wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, as the Lord laid his hands upon some sinner. Perhaps more than one, the Lord knows. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Thou shalt remember. So, that pathway then to be walked out. And just to briefly return to you, dear children, perhaps those listening, when this began, there was one, she's nearly 90 in the family. The Lord caused her to remember something her late grandparents had spoken of. The end of the First World War. You dear children, he taught in history after that First World War, 1919, 1920, 1921. It was the plague of Spanish flu. It took away millions from time into eternity. More millions than died in those awful battlefields of World War I. But this dear old one in the family, she remembered her grandparents. There were 8 children. And he'd come into the home. They were utterly laid low, the parents. Who was to care for the children? All these little ones. There was an old lady, she said, from the Dicker. She came into the midst of all this. It never came nigh her. The Lord kept her. The Lord used her. Thou shalt remember. Never heard it before, neither had others in the family. But thou shalt remember. There is that to look back on. There may be some here that will have to testify to the Lord's honour and glory. When many of us here lie in the grave, thou shalt remember. If this world remains, The Lord doesn't come with power and great glory. Thou shalt remember a testimony of these days to his honour, to his glory, to his praise. Thou shalt remember. But I must come to a conclusion. Moses stood this side Jordan, but Moses must walk that spiritual Jordan. There have been those that have spoken of it, looking up and down the river. The swelling of Jordan that the word, the Bible speaks of, it signifies, it speaks of a very dangerous place. Jordan in those days, there were thickets, lush, as Jordan wound its way through the desert. And in those thickets, in that lush vegetation, wild beasts lurked, known to be dangerous places. But thou shalt remember. So, to be favoured, to be blessed, when we must walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when we must, as it were, look up and down Jordan with the word upon which thou didst cause thy servant to hope. Thou shalt remember. So, what a mercy. Those years ago when we gathered here around the Lord's table, my memory serves me. Thou shalt remember. I often used to read it from Luke. Sacred to me because the Lord spoke it when he suddenly took an aunt home to glory. Totally unexpectedly, I thought it would be me. I had pneumonia at the time. But the Lord Jesus spoke, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." What a favour to be found in Jesus, to know my Jesus crucified. Thou shalt remember. My broken body, my shed blood is done for you. Sinner, it's sacred. Do you long for it to be real in your heart, in your soul? Thou shalt remember. I must leave it. Amen.
The collections received during the past week amounted to £790, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Chapman is expected to preach. And at the end of the service, can you all do as last week, please? Those on the right-hand side, out through the front of the chapel, and on the left-hand side, through this front door. Let us close with hymn 1156. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessing springs, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. 1156.
The soul that longs to sing them, do bless them abundantly tonight. Do now wash, cleanse all, but oh, do bless, abundantly bless, thine own word of truth. Take us now each under thy kind care, thy mercy. May no harm come of our gathering. May it be all to thy praise, honour, glory. Have mercy upon us still. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.